British poet Alexander Pope got it right in the 1700s when he said, "Hope springs eternal." It seems humans are hardwired to be optimistic. British scientists studied a group of people who were told they were likely to experience something bad. The results found that most people stayed highly optimistic even in the face of a darker reality. Emily Burke reports.
It seems there's a reason for being foolhardy, naive or overly ambitious. Scientists led by Tali Sherratt at the University College London have worked out why people are often unrealistically optimistic.
We tend to learn more from positive information about the future. And the reason that that is regions of the front of our brain are very good at tracking and coding for positive information about the future. When you get negative information about the future, the frontal lobes don't code that information as efficiently.
Dr. Sherratt is also the author of a book called The Optimism Bias, which explains how the human brain is hardwired for hope.
Now, it doesn't mean that we don't remember positive and negative information. It just means that we take positive information about the future in order to update our beliefs. For example, if we learn that the probability of suffering from a certain disease is actually less than what we expected, we take that information and we update that belief of how likely we are to suffer from that disease. But if we get negative information about the future, for example, everyone knows that divorce rates are about 50%. We don't take that information as relevant to us and don't change our estimate of how likely we are to get divorced.
What's puzzling is that even in the face of mounting negative information about the likelihood of illness, accident or even heartbreak, people still cling to the positive.
It's some sort of denial. We think that we will be okay, this is not going to happen to us. So yeah, you can say it's some sort of denial.
Tali Sherratt warns that playing down the negative comes at a cost.
We might not take the precautionary actions needed. So for example, you might not go to medical screenings as soon as often as you should because you think you're going to be okay. You might not buy insurance. And when we talk about financial markets, what happens is the optimism bias of all individuals come together into one bubble and actually create a bias that's much, much bigger. And in that situation, it can be even more dangerous.
But looking on the bright side, the findings show that being optimistic makes us more adventurous and productive. It lowers stress and anxiety and promotes health and well-being. The research is published in the journal Nature Neuroscience.
Emily Burke.